So right now there's a writer strike going on in Hollywood. If you've been looking into it, then basically you know everyone and their mama in Hollywood would tell you that this is a big deal and you should totally care and it's super serious and it's terrible how they've been treating the writers for so how they won't give in to their demands and whatnot. And if you're a regular person who actually keeps up with the content that comes out of Hollywood or is interested in basically the certain aspects and stuff like that from the movies, the TV shows, and all other content, the talk shows and shit like that, then you would probably know that this is total bullshit and no one should care. This is stupid, right? This strike in itself is stupid. There have been a plethora of shows that have basically gone out of its way to declare being canceled because of said writer strike. And again, this would only matter, like, this is something that has happened before. Like, there was a previous writer strike some years ago, over, I believe, like the same type of shit. But the only difference is back then, content wasn't garbage. Now, content is garbage. So the request from these writers and whatnot, and asking for, better pay, more job security. Basically, they got a fear of the AI programs basically taking over their jobs. That realistically should come with this understanding that you guys ain't worth half of the shit that you claim that you deserve. Most writers, most shows, and most TV shows get canceled after what, 2 seasons, 2 or 3 seasons at most, and you rarely see anything that's actually worth a damn, considering the type of climate that they got going on in Hollywood, where everything needs to have some type of representation or so much gay shit in it, or blah, 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 blah. You can't do this to kids, can't do that to kids, but you can show make them trans. But that's the weirdness of essentially what this strike is doing. It's just so mind-boggling that you would have things like the talk shows and all of that are basically just kind of MIA right now, simply because of the writer strike. When once upon a time, when they had a writer strike, those shows had to keep pushing forward because otherwise they'd lose money. But now it's like, well, we're adhering to these problems, and that's just odd to me. Simply because of the fact is, like, again, you look at the writing on the walls. Hell, because even Seth MacFarlane canceled Family Guy and American Dad because of the writer's strike. But what's odd to me is that when you think about it, most of these writers are like, I mean, like, there's so many things that basically declared that they're canceled or they're going to stop production simply because the strike is happening. But most of these shows and whatnot hired, most of these showrunners hired the people whom are the writers, right? And now they're asking for more benefits and shit like that. While the studios and the companies that own the product that these writers are supposed to be writing for, essentially just kind of have a notion of being able to go, if you guys don't produce quality content, then we should be able to fucking fire you, which is basically a tale as old as time. And, I know someone might sit there and go, there's more complex details to this, but realistically, look at the content that has been heavily shoveled out as of late throughout Hollywood, and then tell me that these people actually deserve job security, right? There's like how many of the talk shows have been hemorrhaging money for the longest, despite the fact that, oh, I'm supposed to care about the fucking writers. No, why would I care about the writers? Disney, again, I don't know how many times I gotta fucking say this, but Disney has lost over $100 billion. And you're gonna tell me to give a fuck about the writers? I haven't seen any content that came out of Disney that was worth a damn in years. And I'm not even gonna say Endgame. I'm counting Endgame. Endgame was a piece of shit of a movie. Jesus, it only had like what, the lasting 30-minute long action scene that kind of made up for over 2 hours and 30 minutes worth of bullshit. So please understand that this is coming from someone who's basically been enthralled with both TV shows and movies alike, where now people sit there and praise to high heavens a show just because of the fact that it does not do what everyone else already does, which is stuff that makes people not want to watch their show. So when you have a show like when was it Chris Pratt had his show on Amazon that essentially you could boil down to being something that would possibly be from a goddamn Tom Clancy book. And it did amazing. And that was fantastic. And it's like one of the reasons that it got so praised is because, hey, it wasn't afraid to show a guy in the military get down and dirty and shoot some people. Well, as the movie that Michael B. Jordan did, that actually was a Tom Clancy book, was boring as fuck. And it's like, but no one criticized and talked about that. And it's like, no, it came and went and it was whatever. But that's the problem, is that all of this content is essentially whatever. It's just some of it leans towards that's watchable. And some of it is like, psh, same old bullshit. And so again, I'm supposed to care about the people who keep producing the latter? No. Realistically, this is one of those moments where it's kind of a put up or shut up. This should be the moment of a clean sweep when it comes to this content. Whether it be movies, TV shows, or whatever. Hell, Disney should use this as an enema if there ever needed to be one. And that is to actually stop bending the knee to these people who literally don't matter and are not talented and are not creative. Going back to what I was trying to get to earlier, but I fucking went on a tangent. You have an assortment of people, showrunners and whatnot, who are hiring these writers to do this work and whatnot. And they're hiring people who are untalented fuckers. And they're hiring them to do these big budget jobs, big budget movies and things like that. And then they're throwing in their politics, their own viewpoints on certain shit. They're not writing anything that would make the consumer happy. They're writing shit that they want to write, regardless of the outcome. It doesn't matter whose money is being put up for this shit, as long as they get to virtue signal or put in whatever it is that they want to put in, which is not how you're supposed to write. Not at all, especially when you're working with a targeted audience or anything like that. So realistically, having all these people essentially say, yes, we're canceling this show, or we're not going to do this, or we're not going to do that until the writer's strike is over with, that generally is just these people trying to help the writer's strike move along with the studios kowtowing towards whatever demands they got. These people do not deserve job security. Like, by all means, yes, we spent $200 million on Ant-Man. It bombed. Bitch, you fired. Instead, what did they do? That dude is now responsible for the next fucking Avengers movie. Do you see how retarded that is? Like, why would that be a thing? Why would you let someone advance that way? How can you fail upwards? But this is the system that they have been working with in Hollywood for so fucking long. These people have always failed upwards. So, because of that, we have constantly been getting the bare minimum when it comes to actual good content. Hell, I find myself looking and liking more so like C and B level movies rather than like actual blockbuster A tier movies, because those are all garbage and trash. While movies that basically have a lesser budget or more scrutiny on their script, I find to be far more enjoyable. The thing is that those movies don't get promoted enough because, hey, they're dealing with a very low and small budget. And again, that's understandable, but whatever. And it comes with this mindset. And it's like, you have to understand, you have to put, like, when you put the pieces together, it's like, yeah, of course Seth MacFarlane would say that these shows are canceled till the writer's strike is over with. He knows the writers. He's known the writers for years. And now these writers believe that, hey, our jobs are basically up for grabs. Well, Family Guy hasn't been funny for a while, and basically has always fallen off the wayside of being something that was generally kept in entertainment. It kind of doesn't have the appeal or the longevity that Simpsons have, which just basically has its own audience, and it's just, you know, not going anywhere as long as you stay on course. And American Dad has obviously been the far more passion project for Seth MacFarlane after he created it, where a lot of the better jokes and writing staff went to that show. And then when that show went to TBS, which allowed for them to do a hell of a lot more than what they were allowed to do on Fox, kind of proved that it was a much better show and a far more interesting concept. That's why American Dad is like American Dad is vastly superior than Family Guy. At this point in time, but you can understand as like, yeah, from his point of view or from that mindset, yeah, of course you would want the writers that are helping and working on your show because you're not doing it, to be treated in the, like, to get whatever it is that they want in accordance to the strike. But realistically, you're one out of a million. And again, it's not like Family Guy or American Dad has done anything to disprove their fan base or basically not be anything that's worth watching. They, people watch it for the sake of watching it and whatnot. But when you're talking about everything else, you're talking about the slew of movies, TV shows, of just millions and millions of dollars being wasted on this garbage content that's basically been in production for fucking years and has been proven time and time again to not be an effective concept since its inception. You have to understand that those people still have fucking jobs. Those people are still not fired. Those people are still running around thinking that they can do whatever they want. And now, faced with the opportunity or the concept, the consequence, really, the consequence of their actions, where essentially there are programs now that could take all the talent that those people have and amass it within a shorter time frame. Well, now you have a problem. Well, now we are no longer in, remember, we're no longer in the realm of the movie star. We're no longer in the realm of the in the world of where it's like, you know, directors' names or movie star names carry weight. It's all about the content itself, and the content is subpar. It's very lacking. It's very stupid and very boring. So now you're dealing with programs that essentially are just imitating that on a faster and larger scale. And of course you're going to feel that your job is something to worry about. But realistically, if you had any fucking talent, this wouldn't be a problem. Now, I can understand the notion of job security. Again, if you had any talent towards this aspect where it was like, well, why do we use you who costs too much when we could do something cheaper and easier? And, you know, regardless of what the content comes out. But now you're working with content that sucks, dealing with something that can produce content that's just the bare minimum. Apparently, the bare minimum is enough to get asses into seats. You know how many people went to go see Godzilla vs. King Kong? That movie is terrible. But you know how many people went to go see fucking Godzilla vs. King Kong? A lot of people went to go see Godzilla vs. King Kong. You know how many people are going to go see Fast X? A lot of people are going to go see Fast X. I just saw it. It was stupid. But I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to go see it. So it's mind-boggling right now that you have so many people essentially adhering to this strike as if it matters, as if this is something to be like, oh yeah, like they seriously have a reason to be upset. No, everyone else has a reason to be upset. If anything, there should be a counterstrike going on. There should be a notion of the studios going, we're opening up the doors to brand new writers. Any ideas or any things that you have, you willing to cross this fucking picket line, we're gonna pay your ass a mint and you're gonna be fucking solid. How many people aren't able to get into the industry because they're bogged down by the fact that you can only do stuff because you know somebody? How many different situations would there be if Marvel didn't have that stupid ass scrutiny rule where they literally only hired people who either didn't know anything about Marvel or purposefully wanted to change aspects of the characters for virtue signaling? This is an actual fucking thing that a Marvel producer said they did when they were looking for writers. And then they made shows that the way how they made them, case in point, fucking She-Hulk. How better would the content be when the people or the powers that be that are supposed to uphold the actual quality of writing, as far as the TV shows, comedy, and different things like that, actually had competition that they had to worry about? How quickly an improvement we will see. I swear to God, this is something that's like, it's like, yeah, for the minutia, like, yeah, if you want to sit there and tear down exactly all of this and whatever, I'm pretty sure you can find fault in anything. But for the most part, look at the content. Look at the content that's been coming out for years. Look at the quality of the content that's been coming out for years. And then look at what these people are clamoring and asking for. And then ask yourself, do you truly deserve all it is that you're asking for when you haven't even done your job correctly? Now, again, there might be one or two shows, one or two movies that you might be like, hey, those people are picketing too and all that. But it's like, remember, it's a guild. All of them have to be under the union in order for them to work in the industry. But for the most part, the entirety of the industry is fucked. It's messed up. It's bad. It has been producing shit for years. So if the enema has to happen, it has to clean out everything. It doesn't matter if there's one or two things that you might like. You could probably salvage it if you get some talented people to work on it, considering the fact that talented people are already working on it. That shouldn't be too hard. But still, for all of it to go, yeah, by all means, yeah, scare these assholes, hire new people, make the quality of writing actually supersede what it used to be. Make these assholes, once they finish picketing and then they come to agreements and everything like that, then it's like, all right, this is what we were working with while you guys were gone. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, that's not happening anymore. You see, you either do what we want or we fire you, which again is something that they're trying to make sure doesn't happen. But that's how jobs work, which is what they're fucking hired for. It's so stupid. It's so dumb because essentially you kind of think, what it is that they're asking for is similar to how the people at Twitter used to work before Elon came in and started cleaning house. And then essentially you got all of that backlash from people essentially being pissy about the fact that that cushy job is no longer cushy anymore. And they can't just do whatever they want without any type of responsibilities. Now you actually have to have responsibilities. And remember, he was firing thousands of people at a time, like thousands of people at a time, thousands of people at a time. And in doing so, he was making the site in a way that it can actually was beneficial to him and become something that made money. While the people who worked there were upset because, hey, that cushy position is gone now. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's literally the exact same thing. Like, look up what it is that they're picketing for. And it's like, when was there ever an issue? When have we ever seen content come out of Hollywood that was like, oh, yeah, this was some good shit, but now there's a threat to them actually keeping their job. And so as soon as that threat popped up, they had to do something. And that's why they started picketing. And it's like, again, all of it is bullshit. There is no reason for you to care about this stuff, but just understand that don't get swept up in this storm into thinking that, oh yeah, this is actually something that matters. This is not like the fucking boycott that they did years ago. This is something totally different. This is something totally different that is honestly very much warranted on both sides. Yes, these writers do need to worry about job security, as well as these producers and these showrunners need to start actually digging deeper into pulling out good content. Again, if there was ever a warning sign that this shit does not work, look at the amount of companies and studios that have lost their fucking mind and have lost millions of dollars through their woke marketing, through their woke aspects, through all their dumbass diversity sales, diversity hires, dumbass, just stupid opinionated decisions one after the other that hold no basis on groundwork aside from making someone else happy who can never be happy. It has done nothing but bite them in the ass. And now you have an opportunity to make sure that that never happens again. Take it. But I swear to God, they're going to kowtow to these people. And then when they do, you're going to get even worse content. And then until that ship changes, why give a fuck? So, yeah, that's the truth of what's going on. You can believe me and you can't. By all means, if you got a, you know, you can have more information, being in tune to what's going on and whatnot. Hell, the fact that the fear of an AI program taking people's job is one of the stipulations in like the demands that they make is proof enough that, yeah, they're afraid of losing what it is that they didn't earn to get. Because it's like, yeah, you see the writing on the wall, whether or not the bigwigs who run everything figure it out, which they won't. It just doesn't matter. But again, it couldn't be perfectly a perfect statement about this is, you know, the writer strike happened and nothing of value was lost. couldn't have said it better myself, but I believe it's a Gundam said that. But yeah, so that was the truth. That's what's going on. And that's how I feel about it. And this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel Flame. As always, good people, I hope you had fun.